Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
That's it. That's what they call me, Mr. Humble around here. Much deserved, too. Welcome back, 34 after the hour. And very excited about having a good friend, Cliff Inicot, back on the show. Cliff is an attorney. He's a small business attorney. He's the author of the new book, The Crowdfunding Handbook, which you need. You have to have this book, folks. If you're developing a capitalization strategy for your business, which if you're the CEO of a small business, you got to do, you got to have this book. Cliff Inicot, welcome back to the show.
Hey, great, buddy. It's good to be back.
Good to have you back. And, of course, he's written a bunch of other books, and many of you see his syndicated column. It's all over the place, and contributed to Entrepreneur Magazine, too. Hey, Cliff, a lot of people in their career may do this, but they probably haven't done it yet, most people, and that's buying a website.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about that.
Why
would you buy a website, and how do you do it?
Okay, here's the deal. You know, you've worked for several years. You know, you built a little business on the web, and all of a sudden some guy comes out of nowhere and says, hey, I've always wanted to be in this business. Would you sell out to me?
No. We're not selling the website right now. We're buying one.
We're buying the website. Okay, so we're
buying
the buyer side. All right, that's fine.
Yeah.
The thing you got to remember, I'm going to bring you back to your childhood here, okay, just for a moment. Do you remember on a rainy Saturday or Sunday, you and your siblings or maybe, you know, some friends, you know, from school, you got together, you sat around the kitchen table and you did a jigsaw puzzle when you were a kid? Right, and you got the jigsaw
Or you were snowed
puzzle.
In or something.
Yeah, right, or snowed in. So you did this jigsaw puzzle, you know, until it looked like it was supposed to look on the cover. And then, you know, just as it was getting somewhere, your mom would come over and say, hey, look, you just got to clear the table for dinner tonight. So what you had to do was you had to pick the jigsaw puzzle up and move it somewhere without it all falling apart, without all the pieces falling apart. That is what buying and selling a website is all about. A web-based business is not as straightforward as buying a regular small business, like a deli or a fast food place or something like that. It's a jigsaw puzzle. There's lots of parts here, and no matter how well you do it, a couple of pieces are probably going to fall off, no matter what you do. And the trick is to figure out what those pieces are likely to be and can you live without them. When you're looking to buy a web-based business or a website, you're not just looking to buy the domain name. That, you know, although, you know, there are some people who do that. They just want the domain name. They don't care about anything else. But most people want to buy a turnkey business. Just like buying any other kind of small business, they want to be able to take that website and continue running it the way it was run and hopefully make it better, get it better.
Let's talk about the components. Of course, the URL is involved. You got to have the URL.
Right. Got to have the
you
URL. Gotta,
you want the content that's there. They may have some proprietary technology that's driving maybe a console or something, some kind of a customer user interface.
Right.
And you want whatever community is subscribing to that, right? Aren't those some of the main elements?
Yeah, that's right. You want the content, you want the contracts with the customers, the advertisers, whoever. You want the domain name. And you also, what's very important, too, don't forget about the hosting agreement. You know, unless the seller is hosting it on his own server, there probably is a third-party host involved. And that contract is very, very important because if that guy, if that person, whoever it is not happy, the website's going to go dark 24 hours after you buy it. So that's a very key part about that's a very key contract that has to be signed over. Now, obviously, if we're talking about a GoDaddy or one of the big, you know, web hosting services, that's going to be, you know, pretty much a no-brainer. You just they have a procedure for that. But there's still a lot of mom-and-pop web hosts out there. All three of my websites are hosted by a small mom-and-pop outfit.
Mine are, too.
Out in Los Angeles, and every time I call tech support,
mine aren't mom-and-pops, but they're small businesses.
Right, precisely. I mean, we support small business, but that's what we do. So that can be a little bit tricky. So those are all the puzzle pieces, and every one of them has to move over at the same time. If one then gets missed, you're going to have a jigsaw puzzle with a piece missing, and you're going to have to, well, is that a piece I can live without? Can I still appreciate the picture without it? Or is that a piece I absolutely have to have and adjust the purchase price because I'm not getting it? And it's tricky because a lot of people who build website businesses are not very good at organization. They don't have copies of their contracts.
Right.
Heck, in a lot of cases, there aren't any contracts. They just signed up for something online. They click the I agree to the license agreement.
Right.
And nobody knows what's in that thing. There might be a clause in there saying that the contract is non-assignable, in which case you're not going to get that puzzle piece.
And so when we come back after these messages,
sure,
we're going to continue this conversation. Now that we've talked about what a buyer should be looking for, we're going to develop the story even further. We're going to talk about it from the seller standpoint, but we'll also, of course, have to continue with the buyer. And to make sure, and then I'm going to ask Cliff to help us maybe with some valuation questions, and that's coming up.
You betcha.
Right after the next break. 20 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.